Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so moving on. Your mom's volunteer organization made an accidental R-rated request?
Oh, it wasn't accidental.
Oh, it was.
It was very much on purpose. My mom thought it was accidental. So for context, my mom was a stay-at-home mom growing up, and she never went back into the workforce because we were lucky enough that my dad's income supported, their life. And so when I left for college and when I went and when I grew up and, you know, my mom had really nothing to do because she had no children to raise anymore. She was like, how am I going to spend my days? How am I going to fill my time? Well, my mom is a very generous, giving type of person and was like, I want to do some volunteer work. So she is a volunteer at this organization that helps out elderly people. She runs errands for them. I think at one point she even had to like literally wipe somebody's butt. It's a very intimate experience, but she didn't think it was going to get this intimate at a certain point when she got a grocery list. Very normal, very typical. She goes out and goes grocery shopping for this woman. I won't say her name. We'll call her Sarah. She goes grocery shopping for Sarah.
No, her name's Ethel. She's
Ethel.
Elderly.
Ethel. Yeah. Ethel. She goes grocery shopping for Ethel all the time. She normally gets her some chicken nuggets. She normally gets her shampoo and her body wash and just all the typical self-care things.
It's a very sweet thing to do.
Very sweet thing to do. And normally that's it. Sometimes she'll go through the drive-thru and get her some McDonald's. She loves fast food. And so she gets this grocery list one day and she's reading down the list and all the typical things are there. Nuggets, shampoo, conditioner, yada, yada, yada. And then at the very bottom of the list, it says personal massager, but the more blunt way of saying
it. Okay.
Oh. Come on, Ethel.
And my mom's like,
she's trying to, Mo. Yeah. She's trying to.
My mom looks at this list, and just to paint the picture of my mom, I grew up in a very conservative Christian household. Like, we did not talk about anything remotely along these lines. So the fact that my mom got this list, I can just picture her face being like, ah! So she calls up Ethel and is like, hey, girlfriend, saw that you wanted me to go to Publix and get you a personal massager. I don't really think they sell those there. And Ethel goes, well, I really need it because I use this personal massager to work out the kinks in my neck. And my mom's like, yeah, sure, Ethel. Sure. Right. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, Ethel, I'm not getting this for you. And she goes, seriously, Carrie, like, I know you're getting me my personal massager. So my mom goes to Publix. She gets the nuggets, the shampoo, the conditioner, all of that.
That is wild to have it on your grocery list, right? Yeah. Next to the popcorn. Right? That's
different. Make sure it's 2% milk, not whole. And give me that battery operated boyfriend while you're at it. Yes.
Make sure it's 7 inches. Wow. It's 9:45. I can get a little graphic. So my mom has to now scour her suburban neighborhood. She goes to all the Publixes to see if this personal massager is, you know, in aisle 8, aisle 9. Obviously, it's not at the grocery store.
No, so, of course not.
So then she's like, you know what? I'm going to try CVS. So she goes to CVS and she scours all the aisles. She does not see any personal massagers. And my poor mom had to go up to an attendant. I can only imagine how embarrassed she was. Because like I said, we don't have these conversations. They are not nearly as blunt and open as I am. And my mom goes up to the attendant and is like, hey, where can I find a personal massager? And they were like, well, we don't sell them here. And she goes, okay, well, here's what Ethel needs it for. She says she wants something to be able to work out the kinks in her neck. And they're like, well, we have a personal massager, but it's not necessarily something you would want to use in the downstairs muscles, if you know what I'm saying. So he takes her to like the medical equipment aisle, you know, where they have like bandages and, you know, Advil, things that athletes need. And then Ethel, and she ended up having to get her one of those, you know, it's like a... It's like
the Thermagun.
It's like the Thermagun where it's like do 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 do.
You can't use that down there.
No,
that's gonna bruise.
You can't use it on an old person. You know, Theragun, like that'll break bones if you got osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know if she has that. But
she's old. She probably has.
Listen, Ethel still apparently has got it somehow. So my mom gets the puncher gun that is supposed to specifically work on muscles, and she goes back to the retirement home or wherever Ethel lives, and she rolls. Up, she's got all the things that she's asked for on the grocery list, the shampoo, conditioner, chicken nuggets, you know, all that. And then she pulls out the Thermagun or whatever it's called, and Ethel just looks at it and goes, oh, thanks, Gary. Like, very clearly disappointed. It wasn't what she wanted. So I think Ethel had a little bit of a white lie trying to get my mom to get her a personal massager and just wouldn't straight up tell her what she really needed it for.
Instead of, like, running around to five different stores, did it ever occur to your mom to show Ethel how Amazon works?
That is one of the... complaints my mom has with this organization and what she's been doing. She feels like sometimes she has to do more than she needs to.
Well, what we can do is we will purchase one, you know, because I like to think we use our voices for good and we try to, you know, instill good in the community and help out. We will purchase one of these items off Amazon for Ethel.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, now we can write it off if we put a Burt Show logo on.
I love that.
The Burt Show.